I want to go back to something you brought up just a minute ago. I'm Marvin Croson here at Harding Outreach America. One of the things we're looking at is in some of our big cities where we're thinking about wanting to plant campus ministries or go into or even to plant churches, there are no churches close to it. And I want to know how that looks when you get there. How do you function with that? Do you do the campus ministry first, then plant the church, then the campus ministry? Do you plant it on campus? Do you get off campus? So I'd like some of the details, some thoughts about how to actually start that and to get it going.
With us, I guess the church plant where we're at, when we were at Greater Alton, we'd always dreamed of planting churches, but one of our requirements was we wouldn't go anywhere that didn't have a university. I personally, in some ways, I'm a huge proponent of campus ministry. Anybody who knows me, but I'm more of a fan of planting a church off of the campus because I think the college kids need more than what they're going to get just on a campus environment. It's nice, and I totally agree. Our adult ministries have been great. We have an adopt a student ministry, so I would suggest having the church. We started them at the same time, is what we did. And we were kind of already functioning that way at Greater Alton, so it was kind of a natural thing that we had been doing for a while. But I would suggest doing them together. I think your people need to train together. I wouldn't suggest just throwing a bunch of people, like a conglomerate of people from all over the place together and saying, here you go. I would suggest having them working together beforehand. But I think that you need to have the church in place as well as the campus ministry because your college kids are going to need that support from the church as well. And I think that's the best way to do it. I don't know if you want to.
I think sometimes the ideals, we have these great lofty goals, but sometimes you're in a situation you have somebody who feels called to plant a church in a city, and it's they're primarily college students or graduates. I would be much more in favor of them trying to do something than doing nothing. And so I think God can work through willing activity a lot more than he can unwilling, just sort of stagnation. So I would just say jump in there. And I do think as churches, if we could begin to be churches that are thinking, with Greater Alton, I tell people all the time, our people came over, all of them I got to see become Christians. We didn't have to teach them a new dance. We just went to a different dance floor. And that was a lot easier, for us. We hit the ground running and there's still development. And if we would have churches, it would have church planting as that. And the development of people, I think it would restore the call of discipleship. Church planting, the vision of church planting pushed us at times at Greater Alton through times that I think that if it had not been for the vision of planting churches, we would have stagnated and became a very ordinary church. But it was that dream of God doing something bigger than us. And I think, with us, not just through us, but with us. That made things happen. So I think with churches, if we could just, there's a new spirit, there's a new generation, and maybe those churches that plant start off limping like we did with people who are just doing their best, but God working in their lives, maybe they'll be that next generation that has a whole new idea of churches that, as far as multiplying churches that are developing disciples that can be sent out.
Just add, I have very limited experience in planting churches, but I want to encourage you as you move in that mode to be sure that you're planting new covenant churches and not old covenant churches. Old covenant churches focus on law. New covenant churches produce life. Old covenant churches produce death. And there's a wonderful treaty in Second Corinthians contrasting the old covenant with the new. I find in my experience as both minister and campus minister and whatever I am now, people will jump ditches to get to life. And we could talk about what the most essential ingredient is. And I believe when you get down to the heart of it, in practical terms, it is life. I want to visit these guys' church because I sense there's life there. And people are looking for life. And they will come where there's life. And that life, obviously, is linked to the life of the living Lord Jesus Christ. But they're looking for life, and they'll respond to life.
I think it's very important to to always realize that no matter what pattern we lay out, God can work anywhere He wants. I know churches that have active, vibrant campus ministries sitting right in the middle of a dysfunctional church. I'm telling you that God can work anywhere He chooses to work, as long as the heart of the man and woman that's there is willing to work for God. I wouldn't limit it to I'm going to plant, because I don't think we need to limit God. Allow God to work. I think we need to find where God's working and join in.
And I'm not saying just this isn't counterpoint, but to limit, what I think is that, again, with that, in that dysfunction, I think that while that's true, I don't believe that the campus ministry in a dysfunctional church will do as much as the campus ministry with a functional church. You know, one of the things, and so for you guys that are out there and you have great campus ministries, one of the things about this, about our church, is there is a seamless integration. And when people come in visiting us, people who know nothing about us, one of the things that we hear over and over again is, I can't believe the way guests say this. I had teenagers and college students who came up and talked with me. And I bet I've had a dozen say, and they seem comfortable doing that. It's like, whoa, what's that about? And honestly, our adults love our college students and admire them. And I think one of the things that with our college students, they have to know that, listen, you've got a great campus ministry, but this whole church, the adults who help support this and who live and love and serve in those ministries also, and we get some sort of back-scratching thing going on to where it's going on to, it's real play. But his campus ministry is much more effective because of the church he's a part of. And our church is a lot more effective because of the campus ministry. And I know that. Our campus students, I love them, and they are going to be, I believe, they're going to be the people that God uses to help us fulfill that vision of putting, you know, between 5 and 10 new churches in the St. Louis area in the next 25 years. I believe that's who's going to be used. And so I'm excited about that, but I do think, so guys, if you're adults in the camp and you support your campus ministry, don't make them come in and be something different. You know, I love those guys. They're really great. They're some of the best followers that ever been. Well, they're that way for a reason. It's because the campus ministry developed them. Don't make them be something different when they come into your assembly. You know, they're raising their hands and clapping, you know, in their assembly. Let them engage in what got them there and appreciate them for that. Okay? So anyway, I don't know where that figured in, but
next question.